As Wisconsinites wait for the state Supreme Court to rule on a Republican challenge of the governor's extension of the Safer at Home order, Republicans this week called for a regional reopening of the state. Coming up, that's what we focus on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Earlier in the week, legislative leaders met with Governor Evers about the state response to the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he thought it was a good initial discussion. Voss says they talked about issues important to constituents and brought up the possibility of a regional approach to safely reopening the state, something that Governor Evers was asked about in an appearance in the latter part of the week on WTMJ Radio in Milwaukee.
I know a lot of people are thinking that that's the answer, and I don't. But I never say never in this situation, and there may be cases where we do it.
It's the never say never part that seemed to give Republicans some hope that the governor would go along with an approach that's already being advocated in places like Michigan, Iowa, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and most recently Illinois. Yes, all of them have regional plans to reopen. Bernier of Chippewa Falls all held a press conference at Loopy's in Chippewa Falls to express their support for a regional reopening of Wisconsin's economy. They were joined by several local business leaders, two of whom we'll hear from in this program. Representative Summerfield says,
for a lot of Wisconsinites have made tremendous sacrifices in the name of flattening the curve and saving our healthcare system from being overwhelmed. And in large part, we have succeeded in just doing that. But now, we have to begin to discuss our economic recovery.
According to Summerfield,
we are a very diverse state. It does not make sense to treat northwestern and southeastern Wisconsin the same, when the data available paints two different pictures.
Representative Trig Pronshinsky, representing Buffalo, Trempealeau, and Jackson County, says,
the regional approach to opening back up the state, I think, is a smart way of going about getting us back to the normal life that we once had.
Pronshinsky says,
it can be managed a lot easier than a broad paintbrush across the state.
Pronshinsky also says,
when I took this job, the most important thing that I could do when I took this job was to listen to the people that I represent. And I can tell you, as of yesterday, 89% of the constituent contacts that called my office want the state to be opened back up.
Representative Trig Pronshinsky says the debate is over how the state should be opened back up.
We need to take small steps to move forward to get back to where we need to be. We need to be a thriving economy, but also with the idea of being safe and being in it together and working together as our small communities.
Pronshinsky says,
when we're in Madison, we debate sometimes, is this good for the entire state? And it doesn't matter what issue it is, but we have to talk about issues that could be an ill effect on rural areas or urban areas, or it's going to be a positive for rural or urban. And that's some of the things we have to fight through down there.
But what about business people themselves? River Country Co-op CEO Bruce Melsna says they have 29 locations, which range as far west as Prairie Farm and as far east as Anago. With some 600 employees, half their revenue comes from agriculture, and Melsna says half from their consumer retail division. Melsna says retail and hospitality have been the hardest hit parts of his business.
We own and operate one restaurant, and we lease two out. Our main operating restaurant, since the 15th of March, we've lost about $150,000 in gross revenue in the last 45 days. Our hospitality division, which is a hotel, our revenue is down 75% for the month of April. So an average night, we serve about 55 people staying at our hotel. In the month of April, we've had two people per night on an average.
Melsna says,
in our C-Store division, I can tell you that our revenues are down on average between 25 and 40%. What does that mean in numbers? Gross dollars per day, our company is down about $40,000 a day in gross revenue. And that's between our ag and our convenience stores and hospitality division. We've seen foot traffic drop anywhere between 20 and 25% in our stores. Consumption is down all over. So at this point, our company, we furloughed about 40 employees. If this continues, we will have to look at some other options. We are trying to keep people employed as long as we can. But this has had a major effect on our company.
River Country Co-op CEO Bruce Melsna supports a regional reopening of the state, saying,
"For our farmers, it's been very detrimental due to the lack of consumption. Milk prices have dropped 30-some percent. Grain prices are down 15%. Beef prices are down. It's affected our investments in, like, ethanol plants. Our ethanol plant that we belong to has closed one. They're keeping one open, but they're still losing money every day. So it greatly affected our farm members considerably. And the future is very uncertain. And this is a bad time of year for the farmers, as this is when they're putting in their crops and they need the revenue to pay for the agronomic inputs that they're doing."
Loopy Clyke, owner for the last 23 years of Loopy's Saloon, Grill, and Event Dome, and now Loopy's High Shores Club on Lake Wissota for the past year and a half, says,
"Since March 17, 2020, St. Patrick's Day, with only 2 hours' notice, Loopy's Saloon, Grill, and Event Dome and Loopy's High Shores Club had been basically closed down except for a limited amount of takeout and delivery orders. In order to keep our customers and staff safe and healthy, we followed all rules given to us. We've been wearing masks, gloves, washing our hands, using hand sanitizer frequently, and building barriers to separate people during face-to-face transactions. While financially crippling, we were happy to do this for as long as it made sense for the safety and health of our staff and community. I've since had sheriff's deputies come to both of my businesses due to anonymous tips from the public that we were operating outside of the government's mandates and serving people illegally. What they found was stacked bar stools and an overworked skeleton crew trying to figure out what our next step was for survival. Now we're watching our life streams and savings begin to disappear. My sales were down 70% last month, and that will grow to 80 to 85% if we lose our summer business. Many have lost 100%. This is not sustainable. It is not about profits, but about survival. We have already lost thousands of dollars, and our fixed expenses have not stopped. Insurance, utilities, mortgages, leases, taxes, and all the other costs going into running a business keep coming. Hospitals in our area are nearly empty and staff are being laid off. It was never the intention of Safer at Home order to stop the virus completely, but to slow it down and flatten the curve so our medical facilities would not be overwhelmed. We have achieved this goal in the Chippewa Valley, and the current numbers do not justify the support for the continued lockdown in its current form in our area. If you're elderly, sick, health compromised, or just plain scared, please stay at home if you wish. We'll even bring you food as we have done since this all started. But please let the rest of us that are low risk and healthy get back to work and save our economy. Now is the time to open. We can do this slowly and safely with proper sanitizing, social distancing, and common sense, just as other businesses have been doing since this started. I've been to Quick Trips, Walmart, Menards, Sam's Club, Farm and Fleet, grocery stores, convenience stores, hardware stores, and many others, and seen thousands of customers go through their doors during this time without seeing catastrophic results. It is hard for many of us to comprehend what makes these businesses any safer or more important than ours. We must remember that all businesses are essential, and all employees' jobs are essential to feeding, housing, and caring for their families. I'm sure to receive negative feedback for some of my opinions today, but my staff, which I consider my family, and I need to be able to provide for our families and not lose our homes. If we are truly all in this together, as I believe we are, then we must all consider everyone's different circumstances, situations, and opinions rationally and without interjecting our own political agendas.
Again, that's Loopy Clyke, owner for the last 23 years of Loopy's. Again, that's Loopy Clyke, owner for the last 23 years of Loopy's Saloon, Grill, and Event Dome, and now Loopy's High Shores Club on Lake Wissota for the past year and a half. Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier recounts a call she got from her predecessor, retired State Senator Terry Moulton, regarding his Lake Halley business, Moldy's Archery and Tackle.
"Okay, Senator Bernier, my senator, I am closed down and I can't compete against Fleet Farm and Farm and Fleet for the same product I'm selling. So we need to open up my business and help me out here. He's trying to, he has a family business. His children work there. And I feel so useless in this job right now, where I have no real input on decisions that are being made."
Bernier is disturbed Governor Evers took the drastic steps to shut down the state in an unprecedented way without having a plan for opening up.
"I've attended many of the meetings, Zoom meetings, with Department of Human Services and the governor's office. And when I talked a month ago, what is the plan for opening up? They didn't work on a plan at all. And they came up with the bounce back, Badger bounce back, over a weekend. And it's more like bounce in place. It is not moving us forward. And they will not consider, the governor will not consider opening up regionally. Well, why not? That would be a good way to check and see how it's working. It would be a pilot as to how we can safely open up.
As for the governor's repeated assertion that Republicans don't have a plan, Bernier says,
we have three plans. The Assembly has a plan. We have two plans in the Senate that we can merge together. One is for the liability of our businesses. Post, we are a low risk, we are a medium risk, we are high risk. So consumers can make their own decisions and have some safety, personal safety in mind. So we have plans, but we need to begin the process. And we're not going to be able to test 5 or 5.5 million people before we can open up the state. The testing should be available, I agree. But we cannot test everyone. And then the next day, they may test positive. So the fact of the matter is we have to have a plan to open up that's realistic. And regionally, it makes sense to open up areas of the state with few or no cases.
I asked Representative Rob Summerfield, why hold the news conference at a time when the whole state is just waiting for the state Supreme Court to decide on a Republican lawsuit against the Evers administration over the extension of the governor's Safer at Home order?
And I think this is where us in the Republican Assembly and Senate, we want to make sure we're ready, hoping if the Supreme Court decides today, tomorrow, Monday, that, hey, we're going to reopen. We don't know exactly what they're going to say, how we're going to reopen. But with the court case hopefully going in our direction, we already have our three plans out there. This will work with the governor. So, you know, with the bounce back plan, hey, governor, this is our ideas. Let's get in a room, sit down, and make a plan for Wisconsin.
Summerfield says Governor Evers' administration. Summerfield says Governor Evers' administration has offered conflicting reports as to whether he'd support a regional reopening.
One time, you know, there's no, you know, regional doesn't make sense. We've heard the Democrat minority leader in the Senate saying, you know, that doesn't make sense. Then you also heard what the governor said, you know, open to it. And that's what we're, you know, working for. You know, this is what government is the best for Wisconsin, is everybody gets the ideas out there, work together. And, you know, there's some things in there that governor thinks, hey, this is something really good. I'm open to it. I'm assuming most of my colleagues are open to it, too. So let's get down to work, get Wisconsin reopened, and a path for our businesses and our communities.
Freshman Representative Jesse James says his frustration with the way that the situation has been handled led him to pass on speaking during Thursday's news conference. But afterwards, James exclusively told WWIB and WOGO News.
In every job that I've held, we've always promote a team effort. And I'm so disappointed in Madison itself with the governor in some way just reaching out and trying to, let's all sit at the table, let's come together collectively. I mean, that's how we have to work in law enforcement. We don't like every cop that you work with. You don't like every firefighter you work with. But you have to work together to accomplish the mission. What is the mission right now? I think we have accomplished flattening the curve. I mean, there's still things with the increased testing. There's increased positive results, tests coming out. So be it. However, we still have a mission to keep Wisconsin open, because our families are being decimated right now. They're being annihilated. And the calls of crying husbands, fathers, dads, business owners saying, I might have to go home tonight, and I'm going to have to tell my wife and kids we have to sell our house. Or I might have to shut my business doors forever, for good. In the 35% of Wisconsin companies, if this thing extends out to May 26, they're going to close for good. And that alarms me. And we work too hard to build our businesses. We work too hard to build our families to where we are today. And for it to be taken away by governmental orders is a huge concern for me, and that's what disappoints me. I didn't think government was about that, and I think collectively we could do better working together and accomplishing the mission for all of Wisconsin.
And finally, what happens if the state Supreme Court rules against the governor? Representative Rob Summerfield.
Talking to our legislative council and stuff, you know, the game plan is, you know, things, everything go our way, you know, let's say it's a 7 days past the 11th, whatever it come up. Hey, now we're on the, you know, clock. You know, let's sit down, get everything. We've got great ideas. Senator Brunier mentioned, Representative Prajensky, Representative James. Hey, we got ideas. Let's get back to work. I'm optimistic that the governor everybody in Madison and throughout the state is going to say, hey, let's sit down, figure this out, and get Wisconsin back to work.
Republican State Representative Rob Summerfield of the 67th Assembly District. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says what's needed for Wisconsin right now is a bipartisan reopening strategy that's safe, gradual, and regional. Voss says we shouldn't have a Republican plan or a governor's plan. We need a Wisconsin plan that the entire state can get behind. Meanwhile, Voss says he's glad that Governor Evers says he's willing to have a discussion about further opening of retail businesses. And the Assembly Speaker says he looks forward to meeting with the governor again soon to continue the dialogue on safely reopening the state. Meanwhile, all of us are waiting eagerly for the state Supreme Court to rule on the Republican lawsuit challenging the governor's extension of the Safer at Home order. That's the latest for Chippewa Valley this week. I'm Mark Alverson on WWIB and WOGL. Thanks for listening.